Food talk there.
Okay, all right. But quick thought. This one is all about thinking. So I just hiked Mount Jirisan, Mount Jirisan with Hanuri, my mom, Cindy, and it's really interesting. It's probably one of the most beautiful epic views I've probably seen in my life. Almost as good as this place. No, it's actually probably better, but I still love it here. So nice. And Donjiba. Donjiba. Hehe, Baksu. Pretty nice. So epic. And yeah, it was probably one of the most epic hikes I've been on. Super duper high up, super beautiful. I'm always curious to come up. Where do these like Korean calendars actually exist in terms of the landscapes? Like finally saw in real life, and I could say it's pretty majestic. But anyways, the question is, it's like what is the point of nature? What's the point of views and stuff like that? And a quick thought that I have is, maybe it's kind of for the purpose or for the sake of thinking and thoughts. You know, why is it that so many of the great thinkers have such great thoughts when they go to the mountains, like Nietzsche and stuff like that? My theory is that when you see, it's funny because like, oh, Donjiba, Donjiba. Yeah, Baksu. When you see a super epic ass view, I think it stimulates your thinking in a good way. Sometimes even when you're driving through places too, and through, you know, curved and steep and jaggedy places, it's actually really good for your thinking. So I think actually it's all for the purpose of thought. So even philosophy, right? I think essentially philosophy or a philosopher is anyone who just enjoys in thinking and thoughts, I think, right? And you know, I like to call them quote unquote turbo thoughts from my best friend Kanye West. It's like we got them turbo thoughts, high speed turbo thoughts, drop it like RoboCop. Okay. Hey. So yeah, having turbo thoughts is one of my great passions or modus operandis in life. And to me, it's so funny too, like another turbo that I have about hiking and, you know, mountaineering is, it's really not about like quote unquote hiking. It's so funny because, like, you know, when you talk about hiking, what do you really mean to say, right? So my enjoyment is, I really like ascending very steep and jaggedy and rocky, like rock steps where no two steps are alike. Yeah, get your mic on. Mountains, and the joy is in the ascent, and I like it especially when you're hiking up the steps, right? That big fan of Vibram Five Fingers, because no two steps are alike, and I think that there's some sort of hidden intelligence which comes with when you're hiking up a steep grade, and there's all these different rocks of varying sizes, right? So you kind of need to use your brain power in your body in an effective way to best strategize how to walk up these rocks, right? And because that no two steps are alike, it's just kind of interesting and fun. You need to be 100% focused. Like even when I'm, you know, hiking and I'm holding Seneca with one arm, I can't even talk or make small talk or, you know, think about anything else. So you're 100% focused in the activity at hand. Compare this to like when people, like, this is why I realize why I hate walking the suburbs so much. Everything is flat and boring and uninteresting. So I think even with walking, I don't like to actually walk in flat ground and long distances where there's no variation or textures in the ground or the environment. So even I think, you know, for me, like the ideal environment is, you know, you kind of have all the different elements, water and stuff like that, all these big ass rocks. And the big upside of all this is that and also being able to see far. Yeah, it's good for stimulating your thoughts. okay. Also, it's just good for photography. Honey, hajima. Oh, genchan. Okay, donjoba. Donjoba. Okay. Ne? Jio. Jareseyo. Okay. Oh, donjoba. So maybe we shouldn't call it hiking, we should call it mountaineering. Or so, and then also even my ideal hike, right, is, or mountain ascent, it doesn't need to be long. Like my ideal would be like a 30 minute super steep arduous hike for like 30 minutes, get a nice view, take a few pictures, and then just descend, rather than these kind of like boring, you know, moderate difficulty hikes that'll last you for like 3 or 4 hours. Okay, mali donjo. Yeah, 박수. 아니 행복해? Yeah, 아빠도 행복해요. And yeah, and I also love being in the light, the direct light, eating lots of meat. Another fun thought I had was, like, what are, like, how to use money? The two best ways to use money is one, on meat, and two, on travel. In travel, in a very loose term, you know, spending money on Airbnb, hotels, taxis, Ubers, transit, gas, petroleum. Okay. Airline tickets. I don't know, buses. Buses. You know, accommodations. Metro card, subway, etc. And yeah, so I think that the best life is the max life with the maximum amount of movement, for the most part, and the maximum amount of thinking. So yeah, I guess the takeaway point is, strive to optimize the conditions of your life and your living to maximize your turbo thinking.